around. The pitcher comes out, Reed throws it to first, and Peralta's out. But Kelly Zane moves down to second on the sacrifice by Martin Peralta. That caught the Giants by surprise. Peralta is a power hitter, and he did not show any sign of bunting the first two pitches. But on the third pitch, he bunts it down in between the pitcher and the first baseman. The pitcher, Reed, makes the play for one out. But Zane is in scoring position with one out, and Greg Emig is the batter. Emig, 1-for-3, a home run in the first, and the curveball's a strike. Steve Reed has a nasty sidearm curveball, and he just showed it to Greg Emig. Kelly Zane on at second base, one out, bottom of the ninth, Pocatello 8, Salt Lake 7, and here comes the pitch. Swung on, bouncer to shortstop. Shortstop comes up, Zane goes to third, and they throw Emig out. So Hilpert makes the play that time, and there's two outs, and the Trappers are down to their last out. Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, and Tommy Boyce has everything resting on his shoulders as Kelly Zane is down at third base. Zane led off this inning with a single, sacrificed to second, Emig bounced out, Zane went to third, and Tommy Boyce, batting left-handed against the right-hander Reed, takes a strike. Boyce tonight, 1-for-4, singled and drove in a run in the second. Against the left-hander, Wietrich, he was 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, but he turns and bats left-handed again and takes the ball up high. One ball, one strike. So left-handed tonight, Tommy Boyce is 1-for-2. Right-handed, he is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. He's batting left-handed. One ball, one strike. He swings and lifts it to right field. Kevin Hall should have it, and that should end the ball game. Hall's waiting, and he's got it. The Pocatello Giants hold on after coming back with three runs in the eighth, and they beat the Trappers tonight 8-7. In the ninth inning, no runs, one hit. The Trappers strand the tying run on third. And the final score of the ball game, Pocatello 8 and Salt Lake 7. And I'll be back with a wrap after this.
Hold it, hold it. No bands, no phony sound effects. That would be the easy way to get your attention. I'll be brief and to the point. You only need to know three things when it's time to buy tires. One, Continental Tires. Two, where to buy them. And three, that nobody sells tires for less than David Early Tires. Come to one of David Early's 14 locations today and ask about the excellent ride and handling of Continental Tires. David Early Tires. Nobody sells tires for less. Now, come on, you guys. I promise.
Credit cards have become a way of life for most people, but for some, an expensive way of life. So take a close look at what you're paying. Could be 18, 21, or even 24% annually, not to mention the annual fee. But at Cypress Credit Union, Visa credit card rates are lower than ever. Now just 13.9% APR. You could start saving immediately by trading in your old credit cards and moving the balance to Cypress. The low Cypress rate and annual fee means there'll be less to pay back. This is no strip-down Visa either. It's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, you get a 25-day grace period, so there's no interest charged when you pay off your balance each month. It's easy to get your 13.9% Cypress Visa. Just call for an application or stop by either Cypress office. Either way, you'll get a low-cost Visa without sacrificing features. Anyone can join. Cypress Credit Union, Mid-Valley Magna, and coming soon to West Jordan.
Well, tonight at Dirks Field, the Pocatello Giants jumped out to a 2-0 lead after the top of the first inning, but the Trappers scored two in their half of the first inning to tie it, and then they scored five in the second inning to take a 7-2 lead. The Giants came back and scored three runs in the fifth. The Trappers could not score after the second inning, and a three-run eighth inning won it for the Pocatello Giants as they win it tonight 8-7. The line score reads 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and the Pocatello Giants leave 7 men stranded. The Salt Lake Trappers, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and they leave 7 men stranded. So the series is tied, 1 game apiece. The Trappers win the first one 8-4, and tonight it was Pocatello winning it 8-7. I'll be back with a post-game show coming up next on Kissin' AM.
Today's Trapper Baseball Game on Kissin' AM was brought to you by Cypress Credit Union, now offering 13.9% Visa credit cards. Cypress Credit Union, where anyone can join. And by the David Early Auto Service Centers. See David Early Auto Service Centers for guaranteed lowest prices on tires. And the Stroh's Brewing Company, Stroh Beer, America's only fire-brewed beer. Look for it at your local grocery store. Coming up next, the post-game show with Kurt Wilson.
Listen to the heartbeat.
I'm a news photographer in Washington.
Of America.
I cover Capitol Hill, the White House, State Department. Working a lot in downtown Washington, it's really nice to have a car as small as a Sprint. I can fit between two cars parked at parking meters sometimes.
Listen to the heartbeat.
The Sprint really makes me money. It costs me 2 cents a mile to drive it. My company pays me 33 cents a mile. I make 31 cents a mile driving my Sprint. Sprint's mileage is really unbelievable.
Based on fuel costs only, using Sprint's 1988 mileage that's EPA estimated at 44 mpg city and 49 highway, you can see why people say.
The Sprint's really a blast to drive.
Run for the money.
Horses are ready to roll.
To the show.
They're in the gate.
Freeway getting ready to go, 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 go!
And they're off!
Run for the money this summer at Wyoming Downs. The gates are open through Labor Day for paramutual wagering, food, drinks, and sheer good times. We're bigger and better than ever, only a short drive away. So get ready for fast-track entertainment and go, man, go to Wyoming Downs.
Welcome to the post-game show on Kissin' AM. It's brought to you by Precision Tune, where they do more than fix your car. They guarantee it. And by Huffburn Motors in Tooele, where you can lease a Ford Ranger or Bronco 2 for your exciting outdoor fun. Huffburn Motors in Tooele. And now, with the post-game show, here's Kurt Wilson.
Well, tonight at Dirks Field, the Salt Lake Trappers could not hold on to a 7-2 lead after two innings. And the Pocatello Giants come back to beat the Trappers 8-7, 8 runs and 9 hits for the Giants, the Trappers 7 runs and 8 hits. Checking out the rest of the Pioneer League tonight, Idaho Falls is taking on Butte. We have received no report on that one. The Butte Copper Kings lead the Southern Division with a 6-3 record, Idaho Falls 4-5. In Billings tonight, Great Falls is leading Billings 2-1. That game is in the 8th inning. And in Helena, the Helena Brewers are leading Medicine Hat 6-1 in the 7th. If Medicine Hat should lose that game, they would start the season 0-10. In the Major Leagues tonight, Philadelphia beat Chicago at Wrigley Field 4-2. That snapped a 4-game Cub winning streak. Los Angeles shut out Houston tonight 2-0 at the Astrodome. Oral Hershiser picked up his 12th win of the season. San Francisco swept a 3-game set with Atlanta. Tonight, the Giants beat the Braves 7-2, and in that three-game series, the Giants scored 30 runs in their three games and had 49 hits against the Atlanta pitching staff. San Diego held on tonight to beat Cincinnati 3-2. In the 11th inning, New York has come back to take an 8-7 lead over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had a 7-6 lead in the 8th, but the Mets tied it, sent it to extra innings, and now the Mets lead it by a run, 8-7. And in 10 innings tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, the Montreal Expos beat the Cardinals 3-2. In the American League, this afternoon in Oakland, the Oakland A's beat Milwaukee 7-2. It was New York beating Detroit tonight 7-3. That cuts the Tigers' lead to 2 games in the American League East. Toronto beat Baltimore tonight 4-2 behind Jimmy Key. Boston and Roger Clemens won tonight. It was the Red Sox 5, Cleveland 1. Clemens picks up his 11th win of the season, and the Red Sox have now won 5 in a row. The Cleveland Indians have lost 5 in a row. And games underway. In Kansas City, they are in the 8th inning with the Royals leading Chicago 9-8. The White Sox were trailing at one time 5-0. In the 7th inning, they are scoreless in Seattle between the Mariners and the Texas Rangers. Charlie Huff and Mike Moore throwing goose eggs at each other there at the King Dome. And California leading Minnesota 1-0 in the 4th inning. I'll be back to take a look at tonight's 8-7 Trappers loss when the post-game show continues on Kissin' AM.
Why is it so hard to start this car lately? just doesn't seem to want to go. And that noise is driving me crazy.
If your car's not starting, if it's hesitating or making noises, don't worry. Just bring it to the engine performance experts at Precision Tune, and we'll have it running like new.
So this is what they mean by performance.
Precision Tune. We do more than fix your car. We guarantee it.
Check your white pages for the Precision Tune in your neighborhood.
Well, the second consecutive night, the Pocatello Giants scored two runs in the first inning. Tonight they did it, a leadoff single by Andre George off left-handed starter Fred Rison. Joey Speaks then walked. Reuben Smiley walked to load the bases. Then after one was out, Jack Penrod hit an RBI single driving in the first run. And Jesus Laya hit a sacrifice fly driving in the second run, and Pocatello led 2-0 after a half an inning. But the Trappers came back in the bottom of the first half inning. After one was out, Kelly Zane walked. Martin Peralta struck out for the second out, but Greg Emig came on and hit a long home run to left field, his fifth round tripper of the season, a two-run homer, and we were tied at two. In the second inning, the Trappers came back with a big inning, a five-run inning on three hits. Jeff Allison led it off with a double. Chris Sloninger walked. Both of those two guys moved up on an error. Ray Karczewski hit into a double play, driving in one run. So two were out, and only one man was on. But then the starter, Mitchell Ferrett, got into some more trouble. He walked Rick Hernai. He walked Kelly Zane, so the bases were loaded for the second time in the inning. And Martin Peralta cleared him with a three-run double, and the Trappers had four runs in the inning at that time. Greg Emig then walked. Tommy Boy singled in the fifth run of the inning, and the Trappers looked like they were going to run away with it. It was 7-2 after two innings, and Mitchell Ferrick was on the rope. But the Trappers could not come up with anything after that. Mitchell Ferrick went one more inning, allowed two more hits, but from the fourth inning till the ninth inning, the two relievers did a great job. Dave Wietrich went four innings of one-hit ball, Greg Reed two innings of one-hit ball, and the Trappers could not get anything going through the third through the ninth inning. On the other side, though, offensively, the Giants got things going. They scored three runs in the fifth inning off Fred Rison, the starter. It all started out with the leadoff man, Andre George. He singled. After one was out, Reuben Smiley singled. A fielder's choice, erased Smiley. So two was out, and the run did score on that fielder's choice, so one run was in. Then Jack Penrod came to the plate, and he had a two-out, two-run home run, and that was the three-run inning, making it 7-5. Trappers holding on to that slim two-run lead. That lead held until the eighth inning. Ed Ramirez came on to relieve Fred Rison in the seventh, got the Giants out in the seventh inning, but in the eighth inning, he allowed a leadoff single to Jesus Laya. After one was out, a single to David Booth, and he walked Dave Slavin to load the bases. He got a big strikeout of Andre George for two outs, but then he walked in a run. Bradley Torgerson took four pitches, and he walked in the first run, so the Trappers had the 7-6 lead. Sean Johnson, the left-hander, then came on in relief of Ramirez, and the first man he faced, Reuben Smiley, hit a two-run single with two outs, scoring the tying and the eventual winning run. Three runs on three hits in the eighth inning. Trappers tried their luck against Greg Reed in the ninth inning. They got the leadoff man aboard in the bottom of the ninth, Kelly Zane on a single. He was sacrificed to second, moved to third on the ground out, so he was there with two outs on third base, and Tommy Boyce hit a fly ball to right field to end the ball game. So the Trappers and the Giants split the first two games. Pocatello tonight, eight runs on nine hits, one error, nine left. Salt Lake, seven runs, eight hits, no errors, and seven men left. And I'll be back to take a look at the pitching lines and wrap up this ball game after this when the post-game show continues.
Motorcraft batteries are off to a great start again, and you can get a $10 refund for a limited time only. Now through July 10th at Huffburn Motors in Tooele, get the BA26R Motorcraft Tested Tough Plus battery at their regular low price of $45, plus a $10 refund direct from Motorcraft, so it only costs you $35. Hot weather is hard on batteries, so get the battery that holds up to the heat. Visit Huffburn Motors in Tooele and get the Motorcraft battery that will start and keep you going.
Now the Trappers lose it tonight, 8-7. Mitchell Ferrick, the starter for the Pocatello Giants, went three innings, gave up six hits, seven runs. All of those were earned. He walked five and struck out two. David Wietrich came on in relief, went four innings, gave up only one hit, did not allow a run, walked one, struck out five. He picks up the win. Greg Reed gets the save. He went two innings, gave up one hit and two strikeouts. So the relief corps goes six innings and gives up only two hits while striking out seven Trapper batters. For the Trappers, left-hander Fred Rison was the starter. He went six innings, left with a lead, gave up six hits, five runs, walked four, and struck out eight. That goes with his 13 strikeouts in his opening day victory, so he has 21 strikeouts in two outings. Ed Ramirez gets the loss. He's 0-2 now. He went one and two-thirds, gave up two hits, three runs, walked three, and struck out one. Sean Johnson, the left-hander, came on, went one and a third, gave up one hit, and one walk. So the Trapper record is now even again at 5-5. Pocatello's record jumps up to 4-6. The Trappers, depending on the Idaho Falls Butte game, will be either one game or two games out of first place in the Pioneer League Southern Division. So the two teams split the first two games. Tomorrow night, it's bat night at the old ballpark, so come on down, get your bat. The first 1,000 kids through the gates will get a free bat from Sylvan Learning Center, so come on out to the ballpark tomorrow night and see the Trappers and the Giants. Tonight, Pocatello, 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 9 left. Salt Lake, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 7 men stranded on base. That'll do it for tonight. I'd like to thank Blaine Reeder back in the studio. A great engineering job once again. And once again, the final score. Pocatello 8, the Salt Lake Trapper 7. Kurt Wilson saying so long until tomorrow night.
The Trapper's postgame show has been brought to you by Precision Tune, where they do more than fix your car. They guarantee it. And by Huffburn Motors in Tooele, where you can lease a Ford Ranger or Bronco 2 for your exciting outdoor fun. Huffburn Motors in Tooele. You've been listening to Salt Lake Trappers Baseball on KISSN AM, KISN.